Thank you very much, Navadvip. You have not at all disappointed me, but even overcome all my bold expectations. So, okay, Navadvip said, a sacrifice for Krishna. This is necessary, and most probably it will mean that we have to work together with each other. This will be a sacrifice of love, and I want to now go into the practical aspects. I thought, while I talk, you should always keep your this motto of Srila Prabhupada in your mind. Yedinstvo u razlitish tosti. Unity in difference. In other words, I want to talk about possible projects where devotees can find themselves to make our movement more attractive and more inspiring to everyone. I think our movement can give spiritual education, can supply a place of worship, and take care of the many people who have become interested in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wanted our society to be organized like a Varnashram university. Please consider a university. In a university, you can get universal knowledge. The way we could become relevant to people is that we supply different areas of knowledge. For instance, there are the ashrams, which are important, the brahmachari ashrams and grihastha ashrams. So we can have seminars, how to be a good brahmachari, how to be a good grihastha. The latter is most probably more relevant to most of the devotees. Then we can give many different types of courses on interesting subject matters. Most of interest is how can I apply spiritual knowledge that I become a better and successful person. I want to tell you of another area which we have done in Germany. We have made a Vedan Academy, and there Gadata has become overnight the most prominent Vastu expert in Germany. He has 7 books out, and everywhere in the bookshops and in the old bookshelves of alternative people, you will find a Vastu book. He has requested devotees to become Vastu counselors and has offered a course where devotees and architects from the material field can learn how to give Vastu, learn Vastu and give Vastu counselors. And when he goes to one house and tells them, put your sleeping bed here and your toilet there and your cooking place there, he gets sometimes 5,000 German marks just for this, Haribol. This is good for a starter. He has engaged many devotees in this, and we still look for Croatian representatives. If you wish, you can get in contact with me, and I can, and also Jayanti and Vijay Goranga are interested in this and have the English courses. Then we could give informations or educations in the Bhakti Sangha movement, which we do already. Then this is very, very important, develop a spiritual culture where everyone is very interested and and learns how to apply Krishna consciousness. I foresee the future of the Krishna consciousness movement almost like on the internet. I know some of you react just like me with a bad feeling in the stomach when they hear this word. It's only an example. I also have no computer and do not intend to go in the computer in the future. But on internet there are these home pages.
you go zoop into them, and then you find a nice picture of the ocean, and inside it we will teach you all about the world of the Pacific. And then what would you like to know? Riffs, swimming, sharks, survival techniques, and you can go into what you wish to learn. In the same way, I feel our movement can give different interesting courses which people who are spiritually minded will feel inspired to learn. We can educate the people, starting with our own members. Also, what we can do is we can make links. When you go in the home page, there is a link. If you want to know more about sharks, there is an interesting recipe for those who are fish eaters amongst you on another home page called Interesting Ways to Go to Hell. Eat non-veg. I'm sorry, I make it a little humorously so that you wake up. The example was not very good, but there are links where you can know more. Say, for instance, a devotee gives a course on Vastu, and he knows of another devotee who is a cooking expert. Then he could say, so-and-so gives cooking lessons. And in this way, the people could come and learn from our movement many things of interest. Or then in the cooking lessons, there might be a department called, you know, offering with mantras. And they say, if you want to know more about mantras, then read the book Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name and go to a seminar which is given by Deva Deva on mantras. In other words, if our movement structures itself, this is here the revolutionary idea, to become like an open university, then every one of us could do his or her interesting projects, but they are linked with each other, and you can learn the conditioned souls are brought from one department to the next. This would be an interesting thing. Obviously, for this to work, we need professors, people who teach something, who become expert in a field, and who can teach us. Krishna, I'm a fan of Srijanan, who is my back expert and has helped me to get rid of my back pain. He could maybe develop something with homeopathic back things, and also some Krishna conscious lifestyles which help you to live a more sattvic life and so on. And in this way, all what we can offer as a movement to our members and conditioned souls is a good educational movement. This is an area which I wish you to think about. Maybe we have a nice writer. Is Rivoyer still here, or has he... Rivoyer, our harmonium player? Not... Dario, oh sorry, how could I forget your name? Dario, I think if you could join me and just write down a few ideas as I'm talking. We will not stop, you are supposed to be very fast because you're a medical student, you have to quickly operate. And please write down the first thing, education. You can use a new piece of paper. While Dario writes down what he remembers, do you remember something? Let's see. Huh? Yeah. First part, I will help you. Education, and you can say open university or Varnashram university. This is something which can help us. I want to give a few examples of this, which are already going on. For instance, there is Krishnanandan, who has book presentations of Prabhupada's books and which people read and study and so on. It would be so interesting if there is another devotee who finds, well, I want to give courses on the Bhagavad Gita. And then Krishna Nandan can send people from his thing to this devotee who gives Bhagavad Gita courses. In this way, there is reason to cooperate in the field of education. Or, I don't really know if the time is now there. I wanted to ask Gogadatta to speak about his Atmarama project. He has made a separate society, a registered society called Atmarama, Satisfaction in the Self, which is giving theater lessons, and people can learn theater. In other words, there are many different ways, and the devotees could link each other. They could keep their rasli citoshti, their diversity and individuality, but they could work together in the field of information. Another thing, second area, is worship. Please write down worship. For a spiritual person, there needs to be worship, like this Nam Yakyas. It's nothing else than worship. We come together, we chant the holy name of the Lord, and we worship Krishna by the holy name. And a very spiritual atmosphere is generated in which devotees can feel at home. Nam Yakya is one idea. Another is temple worship. And here I will now say something very important. My dear devotees, we need a temple here in Zagreb. We need an address. But this temple should be a temple where you can learn interesting things, where courses which are relevant for you are there. I talked with one devotee who said, in previous times, the brahmacharis and sannyasis financed the temples and took care of the temples. Now we have a few brahmacharis and many, many devotees in the congregation, even those who were brahmacharis in the past, are now congregational members. So they should, imagine you could all think we need a place of worship, a sanctuary, a place where we can go and become spiritually enlivened, looking at the deities and so on. And then you will feel so inspired working together for this temple to get the Lakshmi. I have met two rich people on this journey in Croatia who are able to give a large amount of Lakshmi for this temple. But we have talked, what is the reason of building a temple with two devotees who give a lot of money to this? It is better if you all find the enthusiasm to build the temple for Krishna here in Croatia. And you will only do this, once again, you will only do this if you think the temple is useful for your spiritual life. That means, I think we should sit down and see what kind of temple you would be inspired. What should the temple do for you? What should you find in the temple when you enter? I had an idea what inspires me when I go in the temple. A little while ago, I went through Berlin. I had just preached on an interreligious seminar, and I was on my way to meet Nina Hagen. Two totally different things. And I was I needed a little peace. So I had heard that in the Berlin, there was a Berlin Wall, and there is this gate called Brandenburger Tor, Brandenburg Gate, beautiful gate. And inside the gate, the city of Berlin has made a meditational room. I said, let me check out the meditational room. I need a little peace and a little, my Gayatri Mantra and so on. And inside, I found the most beautiful room with a meditative atmosphere. They had not made a Christian cross or an Om or an Islam deity. They don't have, sorry, an Islam symbol. They had just left it totally open, and there were many people who sat there and just calmed down, closed their eyes, got in contact with their self and with the Lord in the heart. And I was coming there as a monk. Everyone looked at me and nodded at me, "Good that you came. Here is a place for you. You can also meditate," and so on. And I thought, shouldn't our temples be such places where you wish to go, have a holy room where you are alone with the deities? Or then there are a few devotees there who do not make noise, but who look at the deities, pray to the deities, and there is a spiritual atmosphere where your energy is recharged. What a pleasing thing. This is an idea which I had. Let us supply worship where people can get in contact with Krishna. And the last thing is care of devotees. Mm-hmm. Care means we should take care of the devotees so that they feel inspired. The way they do it in Mumbai is they have a mentor system. That is, one older devotee who takes care of 10 devotees. Once a week they meet in a spiritually enlivening program. And then during the week, this older devotee is there whenever the devotees wish to see him and discuss something. A mentor system, in other words. Another thing which Govinda Nandan and Atya have explained to me is that they are presently making, with the help of one devotee, a database of all the devotees who are here in Krishna, who are in Croatia. These are thousands of people, and they want to see what is their present level of interest in Krishna consciousness and supply this interest. We have so many people who are in contact with us and who are in some ways or another involved, and so on. Yes, but all these things which we have said, Dario, please go back to your first page. Education, Varnashram University, theater, and different courses you can write down, Bhakti Sangha programs, and so on. This all goes under education. Will only work if you yourself find in your heart the determination. I think this is such a nice expression. To work together and say, we are brothers and sisters. We want to go back home, back to Krishna. We want to spread this movement. Also, the worship. You will only come to Nam Yajna when it is a nice Nam Yajna. You will come into a temple where you feel, I participated in building this temple, in conceiving and structuring this temple, which is inspiring for my spiritual needs. And also about care, you will find you will want to care for others and be cared for if there is a loving devotional relationship. If you asked me if I think it is very relevant that we will go in the second phase of Krishna consciousness, then I will answer, I'm an idealist, but I try to become a realist. My idealism tells me it must be possible as long as devotees want to go back to Krishna, as long as devotees are ready to change their lives, as long as the devotees are willing to go into the adventure of spiritual life. I've written down something for you. Search for your own happiness. Raso vaisaha. Search for your best interest. Search for Sri Krishna, the beautiful Lord of Vrindavan. Search for love and ecstasy, the highest form of ecstasy. Repent your material life and cry, what have I done? Am I self-realized by now? Complain against yourself and your so-called friends. We have nothing to do here in this world. Progress in the right way. Otherwise you invite your death. Hare Krishna. Now comes the second part. Don't forget loving relationships amongst devotees. Don't forget to situate yourself so that you will not be disturbed. Don't forget to take care of your instruments, your body and your senses. But at the same time, answer to this call of Krishna, which calls each one of us to leave a miserable material life and enter into a life of love and devotion. This is what I want to say. Now, how to structure all these ideas is a different question. In this question, I will give entirely to you, the audience. I want to ask now Ripuha Prabhu to come. I have here, if he is still here, yes. Ripuha Prabhu, I have requested him to tell us a little bit what is going on already, and then I thought it is interesting if you all meet, maybe those who are interested to move in the second, to be active there within 10 days or so. He will talk about this also, so that you can see what to do with all these ideas. I have also requested Adya and Govinda Nandan, who have already done a great job in summarizing a seminar which was given long years ago, to make such a summary so that you can read it all in one cluck and think about it and see how you can become a part in the second phase. We will just hear now Ripuha Prabhu to tell us a little. Ripuha, I will hear your translation, hear what you say here. I'm saying this so that you don't think I'm impolite. I also heard I heard every word of you. So please come. Let us give a warm applause to Ripuha.
Bravo!
Oh, sorry.
Bravo!
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Ripuha. And I thought what he said was very valuable, that this will now, the second phase will be done by all of you and all of us who will meet in a future time. I want to bring the meeting to a conclusion this evening telling you a little bit about some personal thoughts which I had. As I was going through the meeting, I was constantly, especially today where I could make a few pauses, thinking, will it work? Will the devotees like to go into the second phase? Or, which is another possibility, will they be satisfied the way everything is now, with sometimes a few nice festivals, and they live their lives the way they live their life, and so and so on. And, it's up to every one of us. There is no prophecy which can be made at this stage. There's only a question to all of you. How deep do you wish to go in your own spiritual life? And the other question is, how much do you wish to work together with devotees who spread a transcendental movement? There's great benefit in Sadhu Sangha. There's great benefit in preaching Krishna consciousness. But I think we will only be able to reap this benefit if we first go deep into our own selves and work on our own faith and our own love to Krishna. Let me describe to you a vision which Srila Prabhupada had. A vision which I think we can still fulfill.
The vision is that there are happy devotees of Krishna who are going back home, back to Godhead, and who are changing the world in some ways by inspiring those many spiritually oriented people in their lives. When we came in contact with Krishna consciousness, we were so happy by this vision that in our immature way, sometimes mixed even with our old counterculture thing, we just went on the street and we started to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and then break out in a happy thing. We are going back to Godhead. We are going back to Godhead. I think this was enthusiasm at that time. I remember how tens and then soon 50 people were with us, 100 people. They all sang along with us. Yeah, we are going back to Godhead. They understood maybe another God. Not another God, another concept of God than we as the Hare Krishna devotees. But I just liked it so much when so many people were joining us in this happy enthusiasm to become reunited with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I want to encourage all of you. You are so capable, you're much more intelligent than we first devotees. You are students, some of you are professional people. We were just young enthusiasts and so on. Some of us were only 16 years old and another was an opa of 70 years. I mean, but we were so enthusiastic. Now the Krishna consciousness movement needs to learn from its mistakes, that is, to maybe be a little bit too transcendental, and we need to give a secure place for all of our devotees. But if we do, I think we can definitely go back to Krishna and help many, many people who look for spiritual orientations and examples. I want to thank you very, very much. I do not know if I have done my job very good. I personally think it was a little long maybe, and a little, lengthy for some of you. Please think very carefully about this subject matter, how you can be part of this second phase of Krishna consciousness. Talk with your friends amongst them this. Talk with different devotees about it. Move these ideas and many more ideas which come from you in your mind. Because we are a spiritual movement. If we really want to please Krishna more and come more together, it will happen. It starts all with the desire. And the desire is born when we talk more amongst ourselves about these things. When Krishna sees that we wish to go this way, I'm sure that he will tell us how and what are the next steps. I want to also encourage you to come to this next meeting, which will be announced in the Goni Times, I hear. Yes. For now, I want to thank you. And it is a little late, and I wanted to end here so that you don't have to abruptly go. Maybe you want to wish wish to drink some more water and associate with each other. Thank you very, very much, and I wish you a wonderful future in your Krishna conscious lives. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Bo. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Oh. You are encouraging me. Hare Bo.